Let's go and talk to Brett Kavanagh. He nominated another sin for two races on the weekend. Brett, good morning to you.
Hey, Andrew.
What have you ended up doing with another sin, mate?
We've gone down the San Domenico path, and we'll just look at our horse in the barrier draws and weigh it all up as it unfolds the next couple of days. But he's except for with Josh Adams to ride.
Okay, Josh Adams to ride. We're just talking about him. Did you see the race yesterday, Brett?
No, mate.
No,
I understand. I'm not a runner. I'm not all that interested.
Understand.
I don't need the politics. Thank you.
No, understand. No worries. So obviously for you to go towards a San Domenico, if everything falls into place, it tells us the horse has done extremely well since the debut win.
Yeah, Andrew, he was obviously screwed down to go to that first start. That was a mission, and we completed that, and we just got to roll on and go to the next race. It is a fortnight. I'm mindful of that. Maybe I'd like to be 3 weeks, but I seen him go off the pony this morning. He was healthy enough and bright enough. He's fit. He doesn't need much. So we drew a good gate and watch the scratches, watch the weather, and take it all into account and work it out.
I think people realise you obviously have a good opinion of the horse, but it is a test, isn't it, to go from there into a Group 3 race?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I see a Newcastle Maiden winner going into a group race later in the day too, but
yep.
It's trained by a city trainer, so they're probably allowed to do that. But when the country boys do it, everyone has a bit of a look at it, don't they?
Well, they do, but I guess our listeners, and I'm saying it, Brett, that you know your horses, you train your horses every day, and you know what they're capable of. So we as punters trust you that you believe your horse can run well.
Correct. And he won't be going there unless he is well, Andrew.
Yeah, understand. So is he a horse that in the 2 weeks you mentioned, do you do a lot with him?
Look, he had a nice piece of work, 6 and 3 Saturday morning, and a pretty similar piece of work on Tuesday morning. He's pulled up good, he's eaten, he looks good, you know, so... Like I say, it's just the barrier that'll be important to us. We don't want to be, you know, coming across from out wide and getting caught 4 or 5 deep, because he is a Magic Millions qualified horse. There's a race in December worth 150,000. You know, there's a highway next week and the week after. There's a Magic Millions in January. So it's not all about the San Domenico, but if he draws a good gate and he's right, we'd like to be there.
Okay. All right, we'll wait for that field hopefully by 10 o'clock to come out, and when we do, we'll air it here on Sky Sports Radio. You would have been wrapped with the first run of the Virginian, particularly those sectionals that the horse ran on the weekend.
Yeah, look, Randwick was a bit of a tarmac down the straight, the 50-kilometre-hour wins the last couple of races. Virginian from the 1,000 to the 200, I broke 11 every section, so... You know, when people are talking open company sprinters and Everest and whatever, you know, there's a track record in front of him and he got beat ahead. So, you know, I couldn't see why a horse that runs a track record around a track record at Randwick probably wouldn't be in the mix for someone with one of those 6 slots that's not filled. You know, there's obviously going to be a dropout rate in the Everest. Something's going to go wrong. So, you know, that
yep.
Nothing will go to plan right for all of them. Surely there'll be one of them drop out and, you know, maybe he's a reserve. He's hanging there, he's fit and he's well, and we'll see what happens.
Well, we know that he's very capable up north running in the Stradbroke last year, so you just never know what unfolds. And what about the Monster? Where's he going, Brett?
He go to the Concord Saturday week.
Okay.
1,000 metres. You know, his ratings got him in the listed races. He's not a real big fella and he's got to carry too much weight, so he's sort of got to go to the Group 3s and 2s and... Look, if he wins one in his turn, it'll be fantastic. He's been a great horse, and it's been a good ride to be with him all the way through. But he's at that point of his career now where he's got a high rating and he's carrying big weights in the lower grades. So he's probably only going to win one in his turn, Andrew.
Yeah, understand. All right, we'll see him on Saturday week. We'll wait for that draw with the San Domenico. Thanks for your time, Brett.
Cheers, mate.
Good on you. Brett Kavanagh out there at Scone.